you had a lot of experience when you were at Utah and Oregon State facing air raid type offenses. USC's installed some air raid concepts into their offense this season. From a defensive perspective, what's the most challenging thing about defending the air raid?
Well, I have most I'm familiar with it because we had that offense here when I was at BYU. So a lot of the concepts, a lot of the schemes carry over from when I played here under Norm Chow and Lavelle Edwards. And so you're looking at it, the concepts are still the same. Execution, all that, it still matters. And so that's probably my first introduction, is that I played under the system. The next thing is that defending it. There's some ways you can defend it, but there's also it's such a unique offense that there's a lot of different ways to attack it, but there's a lot of ways that they can counter as well. So it's going to be a good matchup. Looking forward to it.
From your film breakdown over the weekend, what were some things you learned on the offense and defensive side?
Obviously, there's a lot of things that we need to get better and you know, trying to get at our best, and that's what the focus is going to be, to make sure that we're performing at our best this Saturday and take advantage of the opportunity that we have having a ranked team coming to our stadium again. So, in all three phases, there's a lot of things that we can adjust and improve on. And so we made some improvements from week one to week two, but I'd like to see it continue. You know, I think the environment in Tennessee was different. It was really cool that the fans were awesome. It was a cool experience for our players. The noise level was something that I think even surprised some of our coaches. Even Coach Grimes mentioned that he'd never heard that place that loud before. And so I think his some things that were surprising for us, but I was really pleased with the way the coaches responded to it and with adjusting some of the things that we did on both sides of the ball. So we were able to make it work, and that's because I had coaches and players that are willing to adjust and make things happen.
When you mentioned environment, tons of BYU fans were there. Just kind of reflect on how massive that showing was for BYU fans.
Yeah, and they were loud. And I mean, you could hear them, throughout the game, cheering and making a lot of noise. And so it was a cool place to be, man. I think it was a nice environment. It's a great experience for our players, but I think the fans had a great time too. And just the people in that area in Tennessee and Knoxville were awesome. Really good to our families and friends that were there watching the game, and they're good to our players too. So the hospitality was awesome.
Can you put a finger on why you seem to play better on the road against Power 5 teams than at home?
I don't know. I think we just need to find out if we can play like that on the, at home. So that's going to be the key, is just trying to simulate the effort. I think the effort's always been there. Our guys have worked hard. I don't know if it has anything to do with matchups or whatever, but looking forward to performing better at home against USC this weekend.
What inspired the position changes? Zane back to safety, Malik goes back to corner. What inspired some of those moves?
A couple things. I think looking at what Zane could do for our defense at the safety spot, I think he can be physical and play at the line of scrimmage, but it's a little different than what we had when we had Fred there. He's more of a hybrid safety that's playing linebacker, and so I think he's more comfortable with that position. Probably has an opportunity to make more plays, not specifically in tackles, at the line in the box or at the line of scrimmage, but I think we can utilize his speed to help us out there, and then it gives us a good rotation with the guys there.
Tyson had a bigger role in the offense against Tennessee than he did against Utah. Is the plan to just keep increasing his touches? I mean, is there an ideal amount of touches you want to see from him in a game?
We just need to score points. That's it. I mean, he's on the field, so the role, you mean handling the ball, right?
Yeah, so carries, catches.
If it will get us in the end zone, that's all that I care about, is getting points on the board, defense stopping them from scoring points.
What do you think of USC's true freshman quarterback?
Yeah, Slovis, he's an impressive kid, good composure. Watched him last on the film, and just I think he has he's poised and made some really tough throws, and obviously was really effective. I think he was 28 for 33 and 377 yards, so that's he has some really good weapons around him, but I thought he showed some really good maturity and poise in the pocket and was able to throw the ball with good timing.
Did you scout USC in the preseason at all?
this your first time?
Yeah, we did a little bit of it, but this is the first time we've really gone into it with depth, you know, and I think what they're doing is really effective. There's a reason why they're ranked and why there's a lot of excitement going on with them. And so we get them here at home, just looking forward to matching up with them.
Personnel-wise, is it kind of match what you expected from the preseason scene?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, athletic, tough. I mean, their defense has got a tough front, you know, and they're physical. So I'm really familiar with that staff and have a lot of good friends on that staff. I know what they're capable of doing, and they've done a great job developing and recruiting, and they have some really good weapons, and I'm excited to see our guys go against them.
Certainly not every freshman quarterback is the same, but we always hear when a defense goes against a freshman quarterback, you know, you're trying to overwhelm them and give them many different looks to try and see, is that oversimplifying it, or is that really what you're trying to do with it, with a guy that doesn't have a ton of collegiate reps, at least to this point?
Well, I mean, I think everyone goes after the quarterback because he's the guy that handles the ball every play, you know, and makes the decisions. But you can't deny all the weapons that they have and the things that they can do in the run game and also in the pass game. So we have to be well balanced, and we have to improve on some things on defense. And looking forward to getting those complete, you know, getting those fixed, and progressing as a defense when you're handling all those weapons, and then an offense trying to find ways to be more effective and score points.
Last year, your team had a big win at Wisconsin. A couple weeks later, struggled with Washington. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like your roster is better equipped to week in, week out, be competitive against these Power 5 teams?
Well, I mentioned that after the postgame that last year the big factor was, you know, how we came out of the game with Wisconsin. It was a physical game. We had a lot of guys get banged up, and I think as we start to develop our players and get them ready for this type of schedule, the key was to focus a lot on our health and nutrition, and we came out of the game pretty healthy. So that's a good sign for us.
Mike is a guy that showed a lot of emotion after the Utah loss and was able to bounce back with a moment BYU fans probably aren't going to forget anytime soon. How big was that for him, and can you just speak to what kind of player he is for you and what that meant?
Yeah, he's put a lot of it's a lot of his heart and soul into this program, you know, and some things that people don't see, and the things with the culture, and just he put a lot of effort into the program, and so I was just really pleased with him being able to make plays, you know, and it doesn't really matter to him though whether he's catching the football or blocking. It's something that he takes a lot of pride in, and having this team be successful. So I'm just really thankful. He's one of our leaders, and he's one of our many leaders, and I rely on them heavily to help make decisions and get their feedback, and as we collaborate and get things going this year.
You look up and down USC's depth chart, and it's been a lot of guys that you guys recruited at one point, offered scholarships. Are they one of the programs you see a lot in recruiting battles, you know, competing to get recruits?
Yeah, of course, especially when we offer guys young and we start working our develop a relationship. We see USC does a lot of recruiting. They do a great job recruiting and evaluating, but we think we do as well, you know, and that's some of the battles we have to get into recruiting. There's some things that are unique about USC that you can't get here at BYU, and vice versa. There's things at BYU that we do that you can't do at USC. So if it's only centered around football, then that's what you're going to get. And for us, it's more than that. And the purpose of players being here is more than just football alone.
You have to move on, prepare for USC, but are there ways that you can capture some of the momentum that you got in the fourth quarter and overtimes against Tennessee and remind the guys this is what you're capable of?
Yeah, I think we hit on those points, and we scored points in overtime, so that, like, in those two drives, you know. So, like I said before, score points and stop them from scoring. And, you know, they scored a touchdown in the first overtime as well, but I thought we made it really hard for them. And we had guys in the right spots, and there weren't a lot of missed assignments. They just made plays that need to be made. And in the second overtime, our defense was able to secure tackles and be in the right spot. And same thing, we got a lot of assignments on football from our defense, and forced them to kick a field goal, and our offense was on the field and made a touchdown and won the game. So I think we'll have a lot of success if we can rely on those guys. You know, if we need to kick a field goal, then we have a kicker that can make them.
Getting back to playing better at home, is there any change in routine that you have planned, or will you just go?
Yeah, we've done a lot of different things that I probably don't want to share with you guys. So, yeah, we're not just relying on hope as a way to play better at home. So there's a lot of things that we're doing different in the program this year that we haven't done before, and looking forward to seeing it work.
Do You said after the game the guys were having fun, even in overtime. Do you think there's ways to get them to maybe play that loosely at home?
Oh, yeah. We're working on it. So.
Kalani, you said that.
Stop trying to get into my playbook of everything.
I've got a story to write.
Yeah, it's not going to be my playbook in my...
You said that you saw improvement from week one to week two. Mm-hmm. What improvement specifically on either side of the ball stands out to you?
Well, I mean, I think the assignment part was one that we really focused on. We had a lot of mental breakdowns in week one, and then specifically taking care of the football, you know, and on defense getting turnovers. And I don't think we got one turnover. I mean, in regulation, they scored a touchdown off of our tip pass, you know, that we tipped. And so there's still a lot of things that go on. I mean, when Kavika came off of that drive, he was really frustrated. He was like, hey, you're in the right spot. Just catch it next time, you know, and then he did. And so I think just focusing on the things that they did well, but also knowing where you're supposed to be. I think a lot of the mistakes that we had were guys not in the right spot, and even with our assignments and being in the right spots and the right gaps for tackling on the run game, it's something that we still need to improve on and trying to get that shored up for this game. So and then, you know, but I look at the fourth down stops as turnovers as well. So offense took care of the football, and defense were able to stop them from scoring a lot of points.
How pleased have you been with the growth of the Mike linebacker position these first 2 weeks?
Yeah, I've been really happy with it. I think looking at what Coach Lamb's done with that group, he's done a great job at mentoring linebackers, and Coach Tuyaki's done a great job at putting a scheme that those guys can thrive in, you know. And so the fact that Kavika has done well, and all those linebackers that we're playing a good number of linebackers on the field, and for a lot of them, it's their first time getting reps, and that they're playing really assignment sound and technique sound football. So we can always improve and get better, but we're asking from a lot from a bunch of young guys, and they're starting to step up and make some plays.
We've seen you guys use this three-man front a lot through the first 2 weeks with a more of an air raid type of attack that USC deploys on offense. Can that work a little better in your mind against a defense like this, having more guys playing in space?
I don't know. You guys are all trying to get the playbook again. So, I don't know. Just maybe against USC, we'll only rush one. We'll see what happens. I don't know. You answered your cold question already. So, yeah, I don't know what to say. We're going to do whatever we can to stop them from scoring points, or try to stop them from scoring points.
BYU's been on the receiving end on what some people have said mistargeting calls, and then of course Devin gets dinged with a targeting call. What were your thoughts on that? Is that what you saw as well?
I mean, looking at the rule, it was. I'm just frustrated over the whole thing, because there's the deliberate intent to hurt, and then there's one that's like, I don't know. If you're looking at the rules, you just got to live by the rules. He knows better than that, and it's a good way for us to learn from it. But I don't know. I've said it before. I don't know how you can do an unsportsmanlike conduct and continue to keep playing in the game with a. You can organize a celebration and even taunt another player and still stay in the game, give another chance. And for if you're looking at something that's not deliberate targeting, then I don't know why you wouldn't do that for these young men that work so hard in the offseason to play only 12 guaranteed team games and trying to earn a 13th in a bowl game. And that's if they stay healthy. And so I'm looking after the kids first, and not really. I mean, and I know they have to protect the players, but I don't think if it's something that's incidental, I don't think it needs to really be so harsh.
With what Oldroyd's been able to do to start the year, what kind of a weapon do you feel you have right now with the kicking game?
Oh, yeah, he's a great kicker, and he's just a freshman, so he has a lot more years to kick, but I think he's just so competitive. And that whole specialist group is a unique group. Ed Lamb's worked with them, Gavin Fowler's working with them, and so they've been able to do some really good things, and it's just the way they work together, you know, with Danny Jones and Scotter Southam and Mitch Harris, Britt Hogan, and Jake Oldroyd. Those guys work really well together, and they even work out hard in the weight room, so that makes a huge difference for us. But Jake's a competitive guy, just like all the other guys in that group, and that helps out when they get better every week. So he's improving as we continue to practice.
Everybody seems to be trying to come up with like a nickname for him. Do you guys have a nickname for him on the team? Do you have one for him?
No, I don't. You remember that Seinfeld episode where George Costanza tries to make his own nickname up?
Yeah, T-Bone.
Yeah, I don't think you should ever do that. You should just kind of let it happen. So, I don't. Yeah, so it can't come from the specialist group. It has to be something that's earned, those nicknames.
So how's your ankle?
Yeah, I heard it. On Micah's catch. I was running down the sideline in the coach's box where you're allowed to run. And apparently none of the coaches want to admit it, but one of their headphones, the box fell on the ground and I stepped on it and popped my ankle. And I didn't go down though, because I was telling them to spike it. I just stayed up spiking it and try to toughen it out a little bit, but it was hurting. And then, I don't know, in the overtime we were having a lot of fun. It was still bugging and it was pretty swollen, but I was able to do a lot of chest bumps and hug, and then as the adrenaline wore off, it started to hurt even more. And but it's fine now because the ankle's great. People ask me how my ankle's doing. It's a winning ankle, so it feels awesome.
Last few questions.
USC has always been considered one of these prestigious brands in college football, especially out west. Just how much does it mean for the program just to play a great brand like that here in Provo?
You know, I think that's awesome for them to have them here and the opportunity that they're ranked and that we had to play them. I know that coaching staff, they're a great coaching staff, and they've done an amazing job at developing their players. They'll have them ready. I think for me as a head coach is focusing on what we can do as a unit, as a team, and make sure that we perform at our best. That's the key. I don't think we've done it yet, and so my job is to make sure that on Saturday afternoon that we play at our best, and we're getting better, but we'd like to, this would be a good time to play at our best in all three phases and give our fans something to remember.
Your coaching staff has been under fire, got a big win this past weekend. Your guys in this position, you guys know how much pressure is on coaches. Can that help relieve some of the pressure just seeing your team go out and do what they did last week and your team even did this past week?
I just like helping young men and achieve their dreams and their goals. So seeing those guys have a lot of fun and enjoy the game that they grew up loving, that makes it for me, So and there's a lot of coaches that's why they're into this profession, is helping young men and making sure that they're good contributors to the community later on when they're graduating. So I think that having them just smile is a lot of fun, and seeing them even learn from losses and be able to bounce back has been a lot of fun. As we go through the season, we're going to have a lot of those moments that I just thrive on being able to see these guys do well and enjoy their life and be have fun being a college kid.
Last question.
What do you remember of USC starting defensive tackle J.D. Bailey, who's from
Salt Lake? He's a baller, yeah. He's a great player. So, I think he's only a true sophomore right now. He is a great one. He's going to be a high draft pick. He's an amazing player, and it's going to be a good matchup for our O-line. So, I think we've gone against some really good D-lines along the way, and he works really well. That defensive front is really, really athletic and talented, and Jay's one of the guys that stands out. But they have a good number of players, and I know their coach. Chad Kahaha is a great D-line coach, and I know he'll have them ready, but that's some great talent that he's working with up front, and it's going to be fun to see Jay here. I wish he was in a different uniform when we're recruiting him, but it'll be a good matchup for our guys.
Thank you.
All right, guys, thank you.
Hey, Kalani, did you ask Zach Donald about possessing him to throw a shoe?
Oh, yeah.
So he threw the shoe. We took him off the field because I didn't believe it at first. I thought it was a bird or something flying in the air. And then I saw it, and so we pulled him out because I'd rather have my guys help him up than I don't expect him to tie the shoes for him, but should at least give him the shoe. And he tossed it, and he came to the side, and I was like, well, what are you thinking? He goes, I don't know. I just, he just had this adrenaline. And so just next time, just give the shoe to him, and we'll be okay. But
a little training involved.
Yeah, it was an impressive throw. He should have thrown discus in high school. Thanks, guys.